Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair. Yes, I think it's a very important point, and we have, as Mr. Gauthier has said in the past, we have in the past discussed this and looked through. Well, we haven't looked through. I think we've discussed the fact that there is this UIC document, and that it would be very useful if we could have some sort of basis on which to work. I don't think, but again, it's up to delegates to decide. I don't think it is within the scope of this specific group, also given the timescales we have available, to actually sit and define what the pictograms would look like, what the individual things would say. But if we have a tool that is already available in some way to guide member states in this process, then I think it would be very much welcome for member states to do so. What I would suggest is, rather than referring directly to it in the main text of the legal instrument, or in this annex, in this list, I would suggest that there is, as I think I mentioned this morning, either a separate explanatory note or paragraph for this document as well, where we need to add further explanations, and that that in any case would be part of the legal agreement. But it would say something like, in identifying the information that is made available to passengers, it is important, as it does say, as it will say in the legal agreement, to have this commonality, and as such, member states may wish to refer to the, and then we refer the relevant UIC document in the manner in which they develop their common information to do so. I'm not aware of the common document that has been prepared by UITP and IATA. IATA, I think you said, yes. So I haven't seen that one. And it sounds like a good idea that there is even a cross-modal document of this kind. I wouldn't want to take a jump too far, though, for the moment. I think we already have so much variability within the railways of what is available in each station. And I saw a... I recently visited a train station, I won't say in which country, where there were a number of signs written in pen because they were doing the works in the station, and they didn't know, they hadn't made the signs yet, and so they were just a piece of A4 with directions in pen, which is not really ideal. And I'm sure that the UIC document doesn't have that as an option. But I think it's a good idea that we do refer to this document. I would just maybe caution to say where we refer to the document. I very much value Monsieur Gauthier's comments on this. I think we need to keep it, the reference, fairly general, in the sense saying something like, we refer to relevant guidance by UIC on this. I wouldn't want to refer to a specific document with a document number or a specific name in a legal agreement, as it's likely that sooner or later it would change, there would be a new revision, etc., etc., and it would just create some legal scratching of the head for everybody. But you know, I think if we would refer to it as the relevant UIC document on pictograms, or we'll come up with whatever the word needs to be, it shouldn't be that difficult to then know which one you're referring to without specifically pointing out the document or the document number, which would create those difficulties. I hope that's clear, Mr. Vice Chair, and I see Mr. Gauthier has his hand up. Thank you.